Let us say hello to the man of the moment.
Yeah.
Now more than ever.
Oh, my God.
It is our pleasure to have him on these airwaves with us. We say hello to the head coach of the Stars, Monty.
Yeah, if I knew I was going to get that kind of applause from you guys, you know, you guys could have told me that early. I would have said, yeah, we'll do it every time.
Yeah, you need to. What you need to do is
win a playoff series first.
You need to gather. You need to gather your team back there, and so whenever you start talking to us, they start cheering too. So we have it coming from both ends of the phone.
Okay,
right. Should be easy. Man, that was so cool. I swear, one of the best parts is of the post series win celebration is seeing the big coaches hug, the bro hug. I love that, man. It's got to be the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, I mean, that sense of accomplishment and doing it all together, I mean, it's been a long journey, and we want to keep that journey going.
Did you enjoy or did you engage in the bro hug at the University of Denver when you won the national championship there?
Yeah, I sure did. Actually, my assistants from Denver sent me a picture of it. It looked exactly the same.
Man, they must be just beside themselves over this, and just so happy for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I was happy for them, right? I mean, when you've worked with really good people and you've accomplished something together, it's you stay in touch and you remain lifelong friends.
Well, when we had you on last week, we talked about Ben Bishop, and you know, it was right after he had his one little wonky game, and you were very quick. Everybody was very quick to just say, look, if it wasn't for that guy, we're not where we are today. He'll be fine. He's the least of our worries. And sure enough, he was the least of our worries.
Oh, man, how great was he?
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the series, but game six, my God. You know, they
unreal.
Came hard in that first period. He only gave up one. I don't know how. And then the odd man rushes that he stopped, in, especially the third period, was incredible.
Man, we have had, I mean, we've seen this from Stars goaltenders in the past over the years. We had Ed Belfour here for back when they were making their championship run and in the playoffs. Marty Turco had some really solid, really strong, really beefy, nervy games. But, man, that the other night stands up to anything we've had, I swear.
Yeah, I mean, and you're saying some Hall of Fame names there, Marty Turco and Eddie the Eagle, you know. So, Bish is he's starting to become in that conversation of being one of the, you know, great Dallas goalies that we've had so many in the past year, especially the two you mentioned, and Belfour and Turco.
And, you know, really, I guess that whole game was just about hanging in there, withstanding it. And when you finally get a chance to do something, when you finally get a chance to make a play, hoping you can make it, a lot of the time you wouldn't. You'd be turned away because they were over there trying to do the same thing. And it just became a question of who could hang in there the longest and who could take advantage of it when the time came. And fortunately, that was you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, we got better every period. And then in the overtime, I really thought, wow, these guys aren't going to – they won't be denied tonight. And you could just feel it. And the pace of that overtime period with guys starting to get fatigued and tired was incredible that they made both teams, you know, emptied the tank. So it was nice to see.
Yeah, you mentioned after the game, you kind of talked about that you guys got better after each period. And Do you have a sense, like in the overtime when, you know, you guys had your fair share of chances, you do have a sense over there that it's the dam is getting ready to break. Y'all do have that feeling.
You do. But you know at any time when it crosses your own blue line, you know, that the game can end. You know, and you can't think that way. But as a coach, you're behind the bench and you're kind of, you know, it's the players decide who wins the game. And so you're behind the bench and you're just, oh, everyone's doing what they're supposed to do. So let's get out of our zone. Let's go the other way.
In a situation like that, do you find yourself, I know you're right there in the moment, you got to be, but do you find, does the idea of what happens if this thing goes into a second overtime start to creep in, and how you may, I don't know, changes that you might make or how you use guys? Do you find yourself thinking about that, or do you have any kind of plan for that?
Yeah, I did find myself thinking, okay, this might go to a second overtime, and I got to make sure I'm using my fourth line enough. I can't get guys too tired, you know, because the tendency is to go for the win and sacrifice guys' conditioning and fatigue. Because when players get fatigued, that's when mistakes are usually happen. So you're thinking about it a little bit, but the thing I keep repeating to myself is next line ready, next move ready, you know?
Yeah, you just got to stay in the moment.
Yeah.
So as fans, you know, we're nerdy and gloom and doomy, and I'm sure you've been there rooting for teams before. When you fall behind as a fan, you don't, especially I think hockey and soccer are the two sports where you feel this way. We're never going to get a goal. It's just, whoever scores first, you just feel so good about it. And I know you guys are sitting over there on the bench thinking, all right, let's just make something happen here. But when Foxa made that play and took the puck away, chipped it away a little bit, and you guys went down there and scored, that, I mean, the margins are so small in your sport that little bitty play right there, that's the difference between winning or losing and going home. I mean, right there.
No, you're right. I mean, it was... It is. It's a game of inches, and it's going to be even more so that we try and win every inch of ice against St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because they're the best team in hockey from the beginning of the year moving forward. You guys have had some pretty good luck against them, unlike 95% of the teams in the league. What are we staring at here with the Blues?
You know what? A team that's very similar to us, we play very similar defensive style of games of how we defend in a rush. And, you know, they rely on a big decor that likes to play heavy, and they like to play a heavy game down low in our D zone, their offensive zone. So, you know, we're going to have to make sure that it's a little bit like pool against this team. It's not so much how many balls you make, it's what you leave. You got to be really intelligent about, you know, someone's a snooker player.
Not any good, but yeah.
Yeah. But that's the mentality we got to have, is, you know, we got to be patient.
All right, Monty, go out there and be patient with them, and very excited about it. Congratulations, man. Heck of a first year for you.
Yeah, let's keep it going, boys. That AAC was rocking. That was so much fun.
God, it was. All right, buddy. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
There he is, the head coach of the Stars.
Good dude.
Jim, right? Monty Montgomery. Great dude.
Seems,
man,
like, ugh, he's so much different. We talked about this on, was it Friday with Davey? Or Monday?
Monday.
Yeah. Just how different he is now from when he first started with us, and how great he is at his post-game pressers.
Yeah, he's...
You find your groove, you know?
Yeah.
You do. I mean, you got to get to know these guys.
Yeah, and I think, too, he's got that... He's probably got a little bit guarded, as anybody would be. What am I getting into? Who are these guys?
Right.
You know, not just us, just everybody that's here. And in some ways, there are some guys that never get past that wall, like Carlisle. You know, Rick is all, you can see it in Rick Carlisle's eyes still. He's been here forever, and you can look at him and get the sense of, he doesn't trust me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Monty is, it didn't take him long. He got over that wall, and now he's fine.
Good dude.
Yeah.